This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. diplomats have warned American commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf region to use caution as tensions between the United States and Iran continue to escalate. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
U.S. diplomats through the Federal Aviation Administration are warning that commercial jetliners face a risk of being misidentified as hostile aircraft. It's a grim reminder that 30 years ago, the U.S. mistook an Iranian passenger jet for a warplane. Nearly 300 people on board were killed. Concerns are up since the White House ordered warships and bombers to the region to counter a possible threat from Iran. An Iraqi official says that some foreign workers for ExxonMobil have begun evacuating from an oil field in Basra. The U.S. already ordered all non-essential diplomatic staff out of Iraq. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former Vice President and U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is pledging to bridge the deep divide in the country under U.S. President Donald Trump and reject the anger that he says is motivating some in his party. Biden told supporters who arrived at a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday that he will do things very differently than the president.
If I'm elected your president, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make progress on the matters that matter most: civil liberties, civil rights, voting rights, women's right to choose, national security, personal security, health care, an economy that rewards work, not just wealth, a climate change policy that will save our children and grandchildren and this planet.
The 76-year-old native of working-class Scranton, Pennsylvania, has climbed to the front of a crowded Democratic primary field, in part by highlighting his ability to compete with Trump in potentially make-or-break states such as Pennsylvania. This is VOA News. Australia.